While the arts are flourishing in Northwest Arkansas, Karen Castleman says there's more that can be done to support dance. Castleman is an independent dance artist who recently conducted a dance ecosystem development study. And as a result of that research, she's launching a new dance program to fill the opportunity gap for artists and build community with audiences. Dance Chance NWA is an interactive event that will highlight the work of four emergent choreographers, including Marissa Colbreth. I'm joined now by Marissa and Karen. Thank you both for speaking with us. Karen, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me what prompted you to conduct this year-long study?
It really came from a couple of different directions. One, I have been a full-time dance educator in this region for about 6 years, and teaching primarily high school students, I started to notice that the opportunities for my students to continue in dance, either studies or even just practical ways to stay engaged in dance post high school in this area, were extremely limited. And I, every other year or so, would graduate a student or two who were leaving the region to go to college to continue to study dance. And it just occurred to me that perhaps there are ways that I can help the growth of dance in this region in more far-reaching ways than just teaching this nugget of students at one particular school. So I started to look for, you know, what were the things that in my mind, I've always been processing, what are the things that are missing? What are the things that could help create pathways and keep individuals involved in a beautiful art form longer in their life? And then that was coupled with ongoing conversations I've had over the past 5-6 years or so as well with folks from the Walton Family Foundation, basically asking, you know, what's the landscape of dance like in Northwest Arkansas? What do we have? What do we not have? What things are lacking? And what potential strategies could there be for providing for those lacking areas? And so really with the crucible of the pandemic, kind of bringing everything to a head and everyone evaluating their life choices, I proposed this research project to really just dive in and tackle some of those big questions that have been hanging out there.
And the report has a lot of observations, but what was one of the biggest takeaways for you?
The biggest takeaway from the survey, which was one component of this year-long study, is that there is actually significant interest in dance from both an audience perspective about performance, but also a participant perspective, significant interest in participating in movement practices in adults in our region.
And one of the ways it looks like you're going to respond to that and try to do something about it is through this event, Dance Chance NWA, on November 10th in downtown Springdale. So can you tell me more about that and what that's going to be?
Sure. Dance Chance NWA functions a little bit like an open mic night for dance makers, for choreographers. The one difference being that we selected makers, choreographers were able to put their name in a drawing a month ahead of time. And we selected at random four names out of a jar. And so these four individual choreographers will present new work at this event on November 10th. And the goal for this event is both an opportunity for choreographers to develop work and see it on stage, but also to provide a vehicle for feedback and conversation around dance. And so a part of the event is the end, kind of a moderated question and answer session between the four choreographers and audience members. So it's really intended to facilitate discussion, questioning, answer, feedback around the practice of making dance. And then out of that event, from audience participants who hopefully will represent more dance makers who've come to the event to support these four, then additional names will be drawn for a future event. So it starts to build anticipation with each event. Dance Chance as an event was created by a woman named Julie Nakagawa in Chicago. She's the artistic director of a dance company called Dance Works Chicago. And I was a resident of Chicago for 6 years and a dancer in that community, and witnessed firsthand the benefit of this type of event in bringing together people around dance, facilitating conversation, even more so than just providing opportunities to up and coming choreographers. So when I was thinking about strategies for building community around dance, to me, this was a natural potential project that could really have far-reaching effects in our community.
So in this first iteration, Marissa, you'll be showing off your choreography. What are you bringing to the table for the event?
I like to think my choreography is just a little bit different just than some dancers. So what I do primarily is hip hop fitness classes. And so what I do with that is just, I want to show the community that, you know, sometimes dance isn't for everybody else. Sometimes you want to dance just for you. And you want to dance just to make you feel good and have fun and be able to really be yourself. And that's kind of part of what I do with my business. So I'm going to bring just some fun hip hop tunes, party tunes, and we're just going to have some fun with it. We're going to kind of break a sweat and kind of show everybody what it's all about to just dance for the good of you.
So can the audience, will they be dancing with you like they would in a class?
I hope so.
Love that. You mentioned your business. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Yeah. So my business is, it's called BU Arts and Community Center. And what I'm trying to do with it is I'm trying to bring the love of arts and art education to minority community here in Northwest Arkansas. I grew up here. I actually graduated from Bentonville. And my whole life, we never had anything as minorities that really fostered our love of the arts and where our artistry comes from, which is from our culture, where we come from. And that's just something I'm trying to foster, trying to build. Right now, I'm just starting with dance just because that's what I do. But I hope to be able to one day have my own center and be able to bring all arts. I also do theater and acting. I want to be able to bring visual performing, musical arts. One day I hope, you know, I can have like musical artists making their music in my center, and it just be a place where we as Black and Brown people can just be ourselves. And that's why I call it BU, like BEYOU. I call it that because it's like we've never really had that space to do that. I hope to be able to bring that one day.
So having grown up in a space where you maybe didn't have as much support or an outlet for the arts, how did you end up getting involved in dance?
Yeah, so I, one day I just kind of decided that I felt like I was a good enough dancer to be on a team and to have my artistry seen. And so I tried out for Bentonville's dance team when I was in eighth grade, going to ninth grade. So that was the first time I ever did any type of like organized dance. And I was the only Black person on the team all 4 years I was there. And so I just never really had anything to relate to, or nobody really understood me and my artistry. All 4 years, I was always the person they looked to for hip hop and like, how do you do this? And where do these movements come from? You know, I was always that person. I danced in college a little bit as well. I went to Arkansas State University. I danced there. And I mean, ever since then, I just kind of, and it wasn't until college that I had other Black people on the team with me. And so that was pretty interesting. But I as much as the minority community is growing in Northwest Arkansas, there's still nothing here where we can just go and be like, hey, I want to do, you know, hip hop. I want to do, you know, like old school, like Harlem Renaissance type jazz, or I want to do African. I want to learn, you know, some salsa or something else, where there is like Hispanic, you know, dance classes, but I want it to be all in one. Like I want all minorities to be able to be like, this is our place. And so that's what I'm hoping to build. And I also kind of want to build on like mentorship programs, and, you know, also have a one day even have like an after school program where, you know, you could pick classes, you could kind of build your art track type of thing, kind of like the school me and Karen work at, but, you know, something tailored more towards us.
Well, I love that dream and I can't wait to see it come to fruition. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now you're both dancers, so I'm curious, what would you like to see change in terms of the dance ecosystem, not just in Northwest Arkansas, but the state as a whole?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind when you ask that question to me is education, mostly because as a state, we don't have a very high general level of awareness about dance as an art form. It certainly doesn't fall in any kind of hierarchy, you know, listing of arts that have investment of time and resources in the state, anywhere near the visual arts or music. And you could probably lump dance in with performing arts in general that are kind of under valued statewide. And so the potential for education exists at every level of society, right? Not just with children, but with lawmakers, not just in secondary education, but in opportunities for the general public to consume dance as an art form by larger presenters facilitating dance being a visible art form. So I just think top to bottom education.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like I say, art education is definitely one of my top priorities. But my biggest thing would just be the loss of gatekeeping. You don't have to be a certain size. You don't have to have a certain amount of money. You don't have to be from a certain background to want to dance and to want to be educated in dance. You don't, you know, I really, really would like to see the loss of gatekeeping. I would like to go to a show and see that, you know, there's dancers there that are over 100 pounds. There's dancers there from different cultures. I would really like to see that statewide.
So folks can start to participate in this conversation about changing the dance ecosystem in Northwest Arkansas, in Arkansas, on November 10th in downtown Springdale at Dance Chance NWA. The event begins at 7 p.m. and masks are required for all audience members. Admission is free, but a $5 donation at the door is suggested. More information about the event is available by searching for Dance Chance NWA on Facebook. To read the full report on the Northwest Arkansas Dance Ecosystem Development Project, visit experimentalhouse.com/news. Karen and Marissa, thank you so much for taking the time and best of luck with the upcoming event.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. For having me.